Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Ellen Belcher, filling in for Emily McCord. Today I'm talking with Wendy Patton, a senior project director at Policy Matters. Policy Matters is a liberal-leaning think tank based in Cleveland. Thanks for being here today, Wendy.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Policy Matters recently surveyed school districts about how they're coping with the $1.8 billion hit they took in the state's two-year budget. Put that number in a context for us. How big a deal is that?
It's a very big deal, Ellen. And let me start by saying that last year, the state budget included tremendous cuts in expenditures because of a shortfall in tax revenues. The shortfall was due in part to the recession, but even in larger measure to tax cuts that had been passed in 2005. And in this budget process, protecting the tax cuts, which predominantly benefited top earners and corporations, was deemed more important than maintaining many public services, including K through 12 schools. So the impact on the schools is fairly clear. The loss of this state funding magnifies the loss of the expiring federal stimulus funds, which we didn't replace. As a result, that $1.8 billion loss that you mentioned drops our funding in this biennium for public schools to the level of 2003. And when you adjust for inflation, that's a 20% decline in funding for public schools.
Now, as I understand, only slightly more than a quarter of the school districts statewide responded to your survey. But of those 160-plus districts, they reported that 700 teachers have been cut. And you all did some extrapolation from that and estimated that as many as 2,500 fewer teachers are in the classroom today in Ohio than a year ago. How does a taxpayer know if schools are being decimated or if they're just figuring out how to do more with less?
The efficiency in public services is critically important to all of us. We undertook our survey to try to determine what the impacts were because this is almost an invisible problem. The impact of these cuts is felt by kids. It's felt by our children. And so the report out on the impact of the cuts is heard over the dinner table. It's not letters to the editor. The media doesn't cover it in the same way. Children don't have the same voice other public service recipients do. So we as parents are hearing this reported around the table.
60% of school districts responded that they were implementing pay freezes, and half said they were cutting benefits. Given what's happening in the wider economy, wasn't that an inevitable, even appropriate response?
What we saw in this school year was a tremendous acceleration in layoffs, in eliminating positions, reducing staffing through attrition. There is a price to be paid for cutting too close to the bone in schools. We know that last year, one of Governor Kasich's aides, Robert Summers, mentioned in his introductory briefing on the state budget bill that 50 in a classroom could, in some situations, be considered adequate. That, to us, seems to be beyond. That's recommending cuts that go beyond the bone. So we're concerned about the quality of education in the state.
In Governor Kasich's recent State of the State speech, I don't believe he talked at all about funding schools. On the other hand, that was sort of a signature issue for Governor Ted Strickland. Can Governor Kasich avoid changing the funding method?
Governor Kasich and his administration are engaged in a discussion about the school funding formula. But there is not a discussion that I have heard about restoring funding. I fear without state attention to restoring some of the revenues that the state redirected from the schools back into their own coffers from property tax and other tax replacements that had been promised in earlier years when state tax changes reduced local revenues. If we don't replace some of that, if we don't restore some funding, our survey indicates increasingly difficult and hard choices being made at the local level with hard impacts.
I've been talking with Wendy Patton of Policy Matters. Thanks for your time, Wendy.
Thank you, Ellen.